Accept guaranteed maximum price of $1,998,187 from Stacy and Whitbeck, Inc. for the construction of the Portland Streetcar Southwest Montgomery Street Track Relocation Project.
Good morning. Commissioner Novick, do you have any opening remarks on this item? I know we've got a report here from the team.
I'll just throw it out to the team.
Good morning, Christine.
Good morning. Christine Moody, Procurement Services. In November 2013, City Council authorized the use of a construction manager general contractor solicitation process for the construction of the Portland Streetcar Southwest Montgomery Street Track Relocation Project. Through this process, an RFP was issued and three responses were received. The responses were evaluated by a five-person selection committee, which included representatives from the Portland Bureau of Transportation and the Minority Evaluator Program. Stacy and Whitbeck is the highest scoring proposal and was issued a notice of intent to award a contract. The city then entered into contract negotiations, and now you have before you a procurement report recommending a contract award for a guaranteed maximum price of $1,998,187. The city and Stacy and Whitbeck jointly worked on a minority women emerging small business supplier construction plan in which SWI has committed to achieve the aspirational goal of 35% MWESB subcontracting. SWI will comply with the city's workforce training and hiring requirements of 20% apprenticeship, 18% minority, and 9% female workers. Chris Arms and Catherine Levine from PBOT are here to answer any technical questions you might have.
Great. Questions?
Catherine, would you mind explaining how important this project is in terms of making the streetcar a more frequent and reliable form of transportation?
This project is going to eliminate the last single track segment of the streetcar line. And the project's purpose is to double track it. And the timing is to have these improvements in place before the Tillicum Crossing Bridge opens, when the streetcar system will then be able to run a complete loop, a full circulator in the central city. So the timing of the project is very important and is also driven by the funding. Just a reminder, the funding sources are primarily a State of Oregon grant. Connect Oregon is providing about $1.9 million of funding, and the local funding mostly provided by the Portland Development Commission, just over $1.5 million.
And as I recall, I mean, once this is done and the loop is completed, we'll on 10th and 11th, we'll be able to count on the streetcar coming about once every 7 minutes, as opposed to now when it may be four, maybe 14.
The streetcar has been working to get to 14-minute service on both the north-south and central loop lines so that it can, in fact, have the 7-minute service on 10th and 11th.
Thank you.
I should know this number, but what's the forecasted ridership for once the loop is open and operating in the system? Anybody carrying that number around in their head today?
I'm not carrying the number around in my head. I believe that this year we're looking to break the record and hit 5 million riders, but I've not seen a more recent projection.
Yeah, but it obviously will be more than that. But 5 million, for those of us who were involved in the original project, is a staggering number of riders. That's amazing.
And you, on the financial impact, can you just walk me through again the just the different pots between ODOT grant, PDC, and general fund? Just
right. The Connect Oregon grant provides the bulk of the funding. It's over $1.9 million. The Portland Development Commission was providing over $1.5 million. And the general fund had contributed $230,000.
One additional question. The original estimate was that this would cost $2.2 million. It's now coming in at slightly under $2 million. What will you do with all the money you saved?
Considering that we haven't broken any ground yet, I always think of construction like a home remodel project, right? We're not going to assume that there's any savings until the improvements are built and the project is complete.
Very prudent.
Great. Other questions?
Mayor, is the general fund portion something that's in your budget for the fiscal
the
year that's about to happen,
general
or is it,
fund,
was it already was it, budgeted?
What's that?
I
do, short answer.
The current year.
Current year?
The current year.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, other questions? Right. Anyone signed up to testify on this item?
Sure, one person, Julie Greb.
Oh, okay, here and available for questions if we have any for Julie. Okay, then if not, then let's take a roll call on the report, please.
Need a motion to accept.
Motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Saltzman.
Great job. We look forward to this important segment being completed. Aye.
Novick.
Thank you very much to the team. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hales.
Well, the streetcar is a real estate and redevelopment tool with transportation benefits. Sometimes we forget that its most powerful effect has been to stimulate literally billions of dollars worth of development along the line. Well, why does that matter to anybody that doesn't live there? It's because this council just put 30% of one of those urban renewal districts' assessed value back on the tax rolls, and that's cash flowing more than $5 million a year to the city and the county and the schools. Just put the first piece of all that new value that the streetcar supported back on the tax rolls, and it's already producing $5 or $6 million of new revenue a year for basic public services. This was an investment in a more intense form of development that is now going to start paying off. And of course, it doesn't just pay off 1 year, it's going to pay off for decades or more than that. So it's important to remember those facts, as well as the facts about where these dollars came from. 5 million riders a year is an amazing public service, but $5 billion worth of real estate development is an amazing number, and the streetcars supported both. So thanks for continuing the success story. Look forward to the successful completion of this project and not going around those two 90-degree turns every time we ride to the South Waterfront. Aye.